Good morning. That pesky low-pressure center over the Canadian Maritimes finally appears to be sliding out and loosening its grip on the hold it's had on our weather for the last several days, even into the day yesterday with the wind and cold and scattered snow showers. In its place, high pressure will build in today. And although we're starting out mostly cloudy and still with a bit of a breeze, I think we'll get through the day today with much less wind and more in the way of sunshine. So more comfortable air in place with high temperatures into the upper 30s and lower 40s. It'll stay dry through the night tonight, although clouds will start to move in with a system approaching from the west. Temperatures will drop back into the 20s. A storm system currently moving toward the Chicago area will bring mostly cloudy skies to our region tomorrow. A secondary low will get going tomorrow near the nation's capital. As a result, the breeze will pick up out of the east, and there is the chance of some light snow or snow showers across the Catskills, Taconics, and Berkshires by tomorrow afternoon. High temperatures across the region will average in the upper 30s to around 40. We'll continue to track this storm from about the Delmarva Peninsula up off the eastern seaboard. The closer the approach to the east coast as it moves to the north, the better the chance for some steadier snow across interior New York and New England on Wednesday night and Thursday. Right now, it looks like the best chance for accumulating snows will be across the higher terrain in the Catskills, the Litchfield Hills, across into parts of the Berkshires, with the rest of the region perhaps getting some light snow, but again, this will all be determined by the exact track of the storm. Temperatures on Thursday will stay in the 30s. As this system moves out, it looks like another round of energy will push through on Friday, bringing more rain and snow showers with temperatures in the lower 40s for highs before we break out into the sunshine to start the weekend. High pressure will dominate on Saturday, and highs will reach the middle 40s before the next front heads our way from the Great Lakes on Sunday. This one will bring a chance of another round of rain and snow showers Sunday afternoon with highs in the lower 40s before we dry it out for the first part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are out for most of the Midwest into the Ohio Valley, including Chicago. Heavy snow will fall from Minnesota to northern Indiana through early this evening and from northern Illinois to Ohio tonight. Accumulations of 4 to 8 inches are likely from Minnesota to Ohio, with a band of up to 10-inch accumulations possible in northern Illinois and northern Indiana, including the Chicago area. Meanwhile, the same storm will bring heavy snow to the mountains of West Virginia, western Maryland, and West Virginia. Many locations will pick up at least 10 inches of snow, in some places even over a foot of snow. Across the lower terrain in the mid-Atlantic region, snowfall totals will be lower, with amounts in the 3 to 6 inch range in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area. Winter storm watches are out for this area starting tonight. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Niigata Airport in Japan at 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time back on Sunday, February 24th. The last report of hail was at Gazvin, Iran at 5 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow showers and fog, 12 degrees with a northeast wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 29 degrees, the dew point 19, 66% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Falfurrias, Texas, to a low of 19 below zero at Herman, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy with a scattered shower in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 33 degrees, the low 25. The average temperature 29, that's 1 degree below normal. 3/10 of an inch of snowfall yesterday. For the month now, 1.2 inches, which is 6/10 of an inch below normal. And 31.9 inches of snow for the season, which is 16.4 inches below normal. There were 36 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 136. That's 3 below normal. And 4,674 for the season, which is 409 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees. The average low, 22. The record high, 71, set in 1964. And the record low, 12 below zero, in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:50 p.m., 11 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered snow showers today, highs in the mid-30s. More clouds tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle 40s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds giving way to partly sunny skies today with highs in the middle 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 40. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy. Snow showers likely in the Catskills, Taconics, and Berkshires. Highs in the upper 30s. Chance for some light snow, maybe some rain in the valleys Wednesday night and Thursday in the mid-30s. More light snow and rain showers Friday in the lower 40s. Mostly sunny mid-40s on Saturday. Another chance of rain and snow showers Sunday, lower 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs again around 40 for Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.